Estevan City Council has committed to partially funding the refurbishment of Doug Third Road in Woodlawn Regional Park. As per the agreement, which council agreed to at its May 8 meeting, the city and the RM of Estevan will each contribute $150,000 towards the project, and the municipal coal transition program will cover up to $350,000. The September 2022 cost estimate was $617,781.73. The road runs from Highway 47 to Doug Third Hall. City Manager Jeff Ward said this was an unbudgeted item, so the city will have to borrow to cover the cost or find efficiencies in other areas. He said he could bring a report to council with the first quarter budget update. Lindsay Clark admitted he struggled with supporting this project, as the cost has continued to escalate. He supported the motion, but said he wouldn't be in favor of further expenses. Tony Cernick pointed out the road is almost impassable at this time. Council approved the Estevan Oilfield Technical Society's, OTS, request for a special event permit to sell alcohol and use the Power Dodge Curling Center for its annual Oilman's Golf Tournament. The event will run from June 2 to 4 at the TS&M Woodlawn Golf Course, with a supper at the Curling Club on June 3. Also approved were two event permits for the Estevan Exhibition Association's upcoming Energy City X. One was a community event permit for the cabaret that will take place June 10. The Johnner Brothers will be performing. The other is for beer gardens from June 8 to 11. Council approved a revised policy for travel expenses. It's an updated version of the document that outlines expenses for travel and meals for authorized individuals when conducting business for the city. Not only would it cover meal allowances, but it also governs mileage, airline travel accommodations, per diems and more. Anyone caught making false claims or misreporting will be subject to disciplinary action. Mayor Roy Ludwig said the policy has been in place for years. These updates are to follow Canada Revenue Agency rates. The city has the ability to make changes when the CRA makes changes. Five building permits worth $329,142 were issued in April, bringing the total for the first 4 months of the year to nine permits worth $719,142. Four of the permits last month, and seven of the permits so far this year, have been listed as commercial. The other two have been miscellaneous. Council gave second and third readings to a number of taxation-related bylaws. One was the property tax bylaw. The municipal portion of property tax will not increase this year. The library levy will generate $403,000 for the Southeast Region Library and local library operations. It amounts to $35.74 per capita. Shelley Varoba noted the city's commitment as $387,850, and there is also some money to fund the local library's programs. A business improvement district, BID, levy, which was introduced a few years ago, will be charged to each property, and will generate a total of $27,500 for BID. Finally, the health levy will be assessed to generate approximately $102,000 for regional health care, with money going to physician recruitment. In the inquiries portion of the meeting, Varoba noted a woman approached her about bicycle racks and whether the city has any that can be put in the community. While there are bike racks in the city, Varoba would like to see more in Estevan, as cycling is a popular activity. The resident who approached Varoba was concerned with locking her bicycle.